Father God, we thank you for your work in Bishop Sam's life, right from those early years, and the way that you brought him to trust in Jesus and grow in trusting him and understanding you and your ways. Thank you for his role of leadership within our diocese. And we ask for your blessing upon him in that job. And we pray for him and for ourselves now as we come to understand more of this story of the Lord Jesus. We pray that you would speak to us and we would indeed encounter Jesus here in the words of your scriptures. In his name, amen.
Thank you ever so much. So what was the name of the man in the story? The leader of the synagogue, the kind of religious leader. Can anyone remember? Especially those of you who read it out loud. Great, that's reassuring. Yep. Jairus, yeah. What was the name of the woman who'd been ill for 12 years? What was her name? Okay, difficult question. Let's move on to the girl then. What was her name? Anyone? Steve? No, that's wrong. That's a boy's name. No? Ah, oh, doesn't say, does it? No. It's really interesting. If you look through the Gospels, quite often it doesn't give you the name of the person that Jesus is speaking to or ministering to. Here's why. It's not because the person who wrote the Gospels forgot. I think it's this. It's so that we read ourselves into the story. We imagine what it would have been like to be that woman who'd been ill for 12 years. We imagine what it would have been like to be the girl who was dead and brought to life. I think it's so that we might read ourselves into the story. I told you that I first felt called to be a vicar and to follow Jesus when I was about 4, but it took me 18 years till I was 22 to work out that actually I could find a place for myself in this story. And that's what the Bible does. It invites us to find our place in this story of how God is at work in the world. Well, I want to rename Jairus as Mr. Clean. And I want to tell you the name of the woman in the story, which is actually Mrs. Unclean. She wasn't related to Jairus at all, quite different. You see, Jairus was at the centre of things. Big man in a small place. Everyone knew his name, and he was respected, bright, clever, involved in everything. Right at the centre of all that's going on. But there's a problem for Mr. Clean, in that when his daughter dies, death means you become unclean. So you can't be with other people because that kind of infection might spread and you might make other people unclean. So how does that work for you, Mr. Clean, at the centre of things, who's suddenly finding yourself pushed to the edge of things? Mr. Clean has become Mr. Unclean. But around here is another person who's been struggling for years, for 12 years, in fact, struggling with sickness and pushed to the edge of society because of her sickness, not able to worship alongside other people because people feared that they might catch what she'd got going wrong. And as well as being on the edge of things, people had taken advantage of her, taken her money, exploited her. She'd tried to get well by spending money and quacks and cures, and none of them had worked. And she was just pushed further and further to the edge, always peering into the middle where Mr. Clean loved to be, and yet nowhere able to be there at all. Until there was this man, Jesus, that she'd heard about, who had come into the locality. And he was right at the centre of things and yet did this strange thing of walking around the edge of things, reaching out to those people who found themselves wanting to be at the centre but found themselves at the edge of things, whether they were pushed there or whether they'd placed themselves there by their own words and actions and things. And so what Mrs. Clean, Unclean does is she uses the crowd to her advantage. Because Jesus is wandering around and she just reaches out and touches him and oh my goodness, instantly feels that something is different. It's not like all those other cures and quacks that she tried before. This, something seems to have changed. Amazing. But then, oh my goodness, no, this can't be happening. Because the one who she's just touched has turned around and said, "Who touched me?" Who touched me? And the disciples are going, Jesus, who touched you? There's a whole crowd of hundreds of people. The answer to that is everyone. It's not COVID, you know. People are able to get up close to you and everything. You've been touching all kinds of people. Who touched me? Everyone. But Jesus knows that there is a particular one who touched him, not just with her hand, but with her heart and all of her longings and her desires. He's been touched by someone on the edge. And he turns to her and says, go in peace. You have been made well. This one who has been on the edge for 12 years has been made well. So she can now stand in the middle of things. Not because of who she is or because of what she's done, but because of who Jesus is. She is made well. And Jesus says, go in peace. She's in relationship with Jesus, and she's also able to relate to everyone else, no longer ridiculed as Mrs. Unclean. She needs a new name. There's a new future for her as she stands right at the center of things. Mrs. Clean. But what about the guy who thought he was clean, but is now over here as Mr. Unclean because death is all around him? Well, Jesus goes with his closest disciples and goes into the house where death is and thereby makes himself unclean, but goes in there saying, do not be afraid, because he's not afraid. And he goes into that place of death and takes the girl by the hand and says, get up. Now, how old was that girl? She's described as a little girl, so you might think she was a toddler. You might think she was a teenager, because as soon as she's brought back to life, they say give her something to eat, and that's what teenagers seem to do all the time. But how old, actually, was she? Yeah. 12. Oh, 12. Are you sure? Isn't that how long the woman who'd been ill had been ill for? Interesting. Interesting. So after, there's two lots of 12 years here, isn't there? That's interesting. A woman who's been ill for 12 years is given her life back, and a 12-year-old girl is brought back to life. Interesting. But what that does for the girl is not just give her her life back, but also makes her home clean. In this place, God has been at work, not because of who her dad was or anything he'd done, but all because of who Jesus is. You see, actually, here's the thing. There is no kind of clean or unclean in terms of how important you are or how significant you are. There's only clean or unclean because of who Jesus is and all that he does. So as we think about this story all through the week, let's be aware of how wherever we find ourselves, whether we're in the center of things or whether we're at the edge of things, Jesus comes to us. Jesus seeks us out. Jesus knows us. Jesus knows all that's going on. He knows where it's clean and unclean in our lives, even if we can't admit it and no one else will ever find out. He knows. And yet he comes to us in order that we might be made really clean, that we might be made whole, that we might have peace with God, with other people, with ourselves, that we might have life. And that God also calls us to go with him into those places, not just to stay at the center of things, but because we know life and we know peace, we've got nothing to fear. And so we can go with God into those edge places to reach out to other people who think because of what they've done or what other people have done to them, that they've got no hope. They just have to stay on the edge and peer in or reach out from afar. But no, God says, come with me. And work with me in those places. Bring in those who feel on the edge into the center of things, that like you, they might know peace and life and truth. As you read this story, find yourself in the story and know that Jesus comes to you offering peace and life, truth and grace. And as you receive and take hold of those things, share them with others in the centre and on the edges, that others likewise might discover all that they need, not in themselves, not in us, but in Jesus. For in him alone is truth, life, peace, grace, forgiveness, reconciliation, all because of him. The one in whom the unclean are made clean, the one in whom the clean find themselves made unclean, in order that they might find themselves truly clean. Amen.